Mossy Magic, A Tale of Michael's Moss Garden, Discovering the Enchantment of Nature's Tiny Wonders, by Fiona M. Jones. Once upon a time in Michael's Moss Garden. What's your go-to favorite plant? Is it a majestic tree, a vibrant flower, or maybe something tall and striking? We all have our preferences, but for me, it's moss. Yes, that often overlooked carpet of green that quietly thrives in untrodden corners. My love affair with moss began in childhood, a secret admiration I kept to myself as I trailed behind my family, appreciating the overlooked beauty of nature. As an obedient child, I never openly declared my fondness for moss until I became a parent. That's one of the joys of having children. They understand your secrets. With faces close to the ground, my little ones transformed patches of moss into magical forests where imaginary creatures dwelled. Picnics in the woods involved searching for soft, mossy logs to sit on, creating a tranquil escape in the midst of playful adventures. However, an unexpected twist occurred when Daddy decided to clean the moss off our back garden's flagstones. The north-facing garden, typical of Scotland's climate, had its share of rain, and even the lawn was more moss than grass. My older son, devastated by the moss removal, was consoled with the promise that it would grow back. And indeed, it did, proving the resilience of this often underappreciated plant. In the years that followed, Michael's moss garden flourished, becoming a cherished part of our lives. Yet, as life goes on, we found ourselves preparing to sell our house in 2020. The sentimental attachment to the moss garden lingered, especially for me. Now, with grown-up sons, the only one truly grieving at the final cleaning of the flagstones was me. But fear not, for we still reside in the mild and humid landscapes of Scotland, beckoning the call of another moss garden. This time, it won't be confined to flagstones. I envision a shallow planter adorned with lichen-tinted stones, or perhaps mossy terrariums in disused glass demijohns. A miniature eerie forest of green, brown, and yellowish life, my very own moss garden. And so, the story continues, as Michael's Moss Garden finds new life and magic in a different corner of our world.